The crowd filled the sidewalk for the length of the block where the office is located. Liza Abraham held a sign with a photo of her Syrian immigrant great-grandfather standing behind the counter of the business he once owned just down the street.
My great-grandfather's business was George's Candy, right down there on Exchange and Tillman. The Syrian community in Geneva goes back a long way. They helped to build this city. And now we have a situation over there where you have a minority ruling class oppressing another ethno-religious group. And I think the principles of both Christianity and of American principles demand that we extend a helping hand to the people who need it.
Other demonstrators carried signs displaying opposition to the new administration's policies on a Mexican border wall, immigration, and ACA repeal, as well as the president's cabinet nominees and staff appointments. Demonstrators plan to gather again on Tuesday at 4:00. For Finger Lakes Public Radio, I'm Kelly Walker.